One more ha'ara, and that is, so we're learning the sugya of Isaac b'mitzvah, patim and ha'mitzvah. We have two makairis for it. We've seen it as it relates to Kriyishma. We've seen it as it relates to Sukkah. We've even seen that someone that's not physically Isaac b'mitzvah, but merely somebody that's Torah b'dvar mitzvah, even a person like that can have the halacha of Isaac b'mitzvah, patim and ha'mitzvah. The Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya Simin Reish Men Vav is discussing the halach of Talmud Torah. Says the Mechaber, Sivkot Yudchas, Talmud Torah Shakul Keneged Kol HaMitzvahs. Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. It's a Mishnah, we say it every morning. Hayulah Fanavas Yis Mitzvah Talmud Torah. If someone has two mitzvahs in front of him, he can do a mitzvah or he can learn Torah. Mefshalom Mitzvah Lassel Yecherim. If it's possible for someone else to do the mitzvah, Lo Yavsek Talmud, don't stop learning. Im Lav, however, if you cannot, then yasa mitzvah, you should do the mitzvah, the yachsa l'tayrasai. And then afterwards, you should go back l'tayrasai. Only afterwards, you should go and you should continue learning. In other words, if someone's sitting and learning Torah, and while he's learning Torah, he has an opportunity to do a mitzvah. So what should you do? Should you stop learning Torah and go do the mitzvah? Or no, I'm learning. So let someone else figure out what to do with it. And if not, then so be it. So says the Shulchan Aruch, no, you have an obligation to make sure the mitzvah is done. So if someone else could do the mitzvah, yeah, then don't do the mitzvah. What you're learning and what you're doing is more chashuv than whatever the mitzvah is. The Talmud Torah keneged kulam. But at the same time, if there's no one else that could do the mitzvah, you have to stop. Meaning, yafzik talmudai, v'yachzal l'tayrasa. And then afterwards, you should go back and you should learn Torah. In other words, you're learning Torah, there's a mitzvah, no one else could do it, stop learning and go ahead and do the mitzvah. Freitra Meir Simcha and Ar Sameach, and it's the most obvious kash in the world, and that is, how could there be such a halacha? What happened to Oisik b'mitzvah, patam and ha'mitzvah? And if you say Oisik b'mitzvah, patam and ha'mitzvah, when it comes to ordinary mitzvahs, then certainly you're going to say Oisik b'mitzvah, patam and ha'mitzvah when it comes to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which is Shokul Keneged Kula. So how is it possible that by every mitzvah you have the halacha of Oisik b'mitzvah, patam and ha'mitzvah, but dafka by Talmud Torah, which is Keneged Kula, over there you don't have the halacha of Oisik b'mitzvah, patam and ha'mitzvah? And the truth is, to add insult to injury, or to just make the kasha that much stronger, Rashi in our sugya said, Shluchei mitzvah p'tur min ha'sukkah. What shluchei mitzvah? Holchei b'derech mitzvah. Kegoin, lilmoy toira, ulahakpul p'nei rabbi, v'liftoi shvuin. One of Rashi's examples was lilmoy toira. That means if somebody's traveling, he's on his way to learn toira, he has a din of an oisik b'mitzvah, he's patur min ha'mitzvah. Sahaga ba'atzmecha. You're in the car, you're driving to Beis Medrash, you're an oisik b'mitzvah, patur min ha'mitzvah. But I'm sitting behind my shtender, and I have a Reb Chaim open, and I'm learning, I don't have a din of an oisik b'mitzvah, patur min ha'mitzvah. How's it possible such a thing? You're on your way to learn, then you're potter. But I'm in the middle of learning, then it's going to be okay. What's pshat? So Meis Simcha asks this kasha, and Ayin or Sameach, Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis. He says a beautiful teretz, but the Inkam Mekoy Melaharech. But it's Yodua, the Rab Kiveger in Mishnah, Rab Kiveger in his Agoyis on Shulchan Aruch. On that Halacha says, Ayin B'tshuvas Kol Ben Levi, B'chidushav Al-Lishoynois B'Ramah. So we always say, when Rabbi Kiveger tells you to look something up, it's good advice to look it up. So the Tshuvas Kol Ben Levi, which was a tshuva from a Kadmoin, he asks this kasha, and he says a Dover Nifla. Says the Tshuvas Kol Ben Levi, it's true. Oisik b'mitzvah spatam en ha'mitzvah. And it's true that Talmud Torah is keneged kulam. But at the same time, when it comes to Talmud Torah, you don't have the halach of Oisik b'mitzvah patam en ha'mitzvah. He said why? He said because Oisik b'mitzvah patam en ha'mitzvah means I'm in the middle of doing a mitzvah. I don't have to stop the mitzvah that I'm doing to go ahead and do another mitzvah. I'm Oisik b'mitzvah right now. I'm in the middle of the mitzvah. Why should I stop to do another mitzvah? Stating that, when it comes to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, said the Tshuvas Kol Ben Levi, every single word that a person learns is a separate mitzvah. In other words, you're never Oisik b'mitzvah in the technical sense when it comes to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. You're never in the middle of learning. I'm always starting a mitzvah, finishing a mitzvah. I'm always before the next mitzvah and just finished with the previous mitzvah. So any single time I'm learning and I have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, it's similar to me having two mitzvahs in front of me and I'm forced to make a decision again. Which mitzvah do I want to opt? Which mitzvah do I want to do? If a person's in the middle of doing a mitzvah, oisik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. But if a person has two mitzvahs in front of him and he needs to decide which one of the mitzvahs he should do, over there you don't have the halacha of oisik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. Torah, you're never in the middle of Torah. You're always starting another mitzvah, and another mitzvah, and another mitzvah, and another mitzvah. And it's always a situation of, should I learn another word of Torah, do another mitzvah? Well, maybe I should do that other mitzvah, whatever it is. So you never an Isaac mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. This is what the Teshuvas Kol Ben Levi said, and this is what Kaveh wanted us to see when he said, I am the Teshuvas Kol Ben Levi. Oh, but lefi the teretz of the Teshuvas Kol Ben Levi, lefi the hezber of the Teshuvas Kol Ben Levi, it's pashut. It's pashut. That's the teretz to Rashi here in Sukkot Av Chafem. Aleph. Rashi says, "Holch shluchei mitzvah p'tur min asuka." What does that mean? Holch b'derech mitzvah. K'goyin lo my Torah. I don't understand. If you're learning, you don't have the halacha of oisik mitzvah p'tur min mitzvah. But if I'm on my way to learn, I do have the halacha of oisik mitzvah p'tur min mitzvah. The Teretz says, "Yeah," because if I'm on my way to learn, going to learn is one chefetz of a mitzvah. So I'm in the middle of doing the mitzvah, oisik mitzvah p'tur min mitzvah. When I'm learning, it's not one chefetz of a mitzvah. Every word is a separate mitzvah. So if every word is a separate mitzvah, you don't have oisik mitzvah p'tur min mitzvah. The reason you don't say oisik mitzvah p'tur min mitzvah in Talmud Torah. It's not because the mitzvah doesn't allow it. Why wouldn't the mitzvah allow it? If you lesser mitzvah say have oisik mitzvah patur min mitzvah, certainly Talmud Torah would. It's because I'm never really oisik mitzvah. But when I'm holchei bedrachim, when I'm on my way to do a mitzvah, then I really am. Then I am in the middle of doing the mitzvah. And because then I really am in the middle of doing the mitzvah, so over there, you would have the halacha of oisik mitzvah patur min mitzvah. So this Teshuvas Kol Ben Levi was a beer. Nifla or Mifur Semes to say pshat in a very difficult halach in Shulchan Aruch. But if you think about it, it's also a tremendous chizik, because what the Teshuvas Kol Ben Levi is saying is that when a person sits down to learn, every single word that the person learns is a separate mitzvah. Al kol teva v'teva yamakayim a mitzvah. You take dalad minim, you shokel a lulav, you are makayim a mitzvah. You do another mitzvah, whatever it is, you are makayim a mitzvah. You learn Torah, every single word of learning is another mitzvah. And the truth is that, you know who brings this point out so strongly? It's the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon, who of course was very, very mekatzer, but the Vilna Gaon in the beginning of Masechtas Peah, and this is in Shnois Aliyo, it's on the Mishnah of Elu Dvarim She'en Lam Shir, HaPeah V'Abikurim V'Harei Oyon U'Kmilos Chasadim V'Salmut Torah. Says the Vilna Gaon, Salmut Torah is Ein Lo Shir. So he says, Talmud Torah that's Ein Lo Shir means Loi Lamata V'Loi Lamala. Meaning there's no Shir Lamayla. There's no ceiling. That's obvious. But there's, at the same time, there's no Shir Lamata either. Any little bit of learning that a person does, that's already a mitzvah. Meaning there's no Shir Lamayla and there's no Shir Lamata. What does that mean? Says the Vilna Gaon, because a person that learns Teva Achas, one word, you're already mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. There's a person has a mitzvah to learn Torah. One word, that's what you have to say. Mei emosai, you're done. Literally, you start the mitzvah, the Mishnah, shluchei, finished. You yaitza the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Elu tfarim shein lam shir, loy lamalav loy lamata said the Vilna Gaon. You say one word of Torah, you're already yaitza. So the Vilna Gaon says, you can ask me a kasha. The Gemara says, Menachas Tav Tzadik Tes Amid Beis. Menachas Tzadik Tes says the Gemara that what's the chiyuv of Talmud Torah? So, Machleiknis, Rabbi Shmuel says you have to learn the whole day and the whole night. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yochai says, no. Afilu kara kriyashma shal shachris fishal arvis, you're going to be yoitza. But says the Vilna Gaon, it sounds like the smallest shear is kriyashma shal shachris v'arvis, not teva achas. So says the Vilna Gaon asks his kashna. He says, no, that Gemara's lav dafka. But the Gemara meant to say was, everybody says Kriya Shema. So if you say Kriya Shema, you should know you were Yotze. But rather, if you are not saying Kriya Shema for whatever reason, one word, Shluchei, you're done. You don't have to say Mitzvah. You're already Yotze in a Mitzvah. Just by saying Shluchei, that in and of itself is going to be enough. I remember I once heard from Rabbi Avraham Yeshua, he said in Chumash here, so he was saying over that somebody once came to Reb Chaim, and he saw Reb Chaim was very besimcha. So he asked Reb Chaim, he says, why are you so besimcha? So he told him, Val mein velvel, I don't remember how old he was, but he was very young. I think he said he's 1 year old with a kenshoy learning. He says, velvel, a kenshoy learning? He's a little baby. How does he know how to learn? He said, tata, ich will mayim. He said, mayim is a word in the Torah. It's a teva achas b'tayra. A kenshoy learning. Because a teva achas is already a word in the Torah. Either way, if you go through the Vilna Gaon, he goes again and again, and he says how one word, even one word of Torah is already Torah.
So I was thinking, and I once heard the famous hesped from Rabbi Yankel Galinsky that he said on the stipler, right, the classic hesped. So he said that somebody once came to the stipler with a child. And he said his child was in yeshiva for many years, and he wanted to be able to take his child out of yeshiva. But he wasn't going to do it unless the stipler was maskim. And he told the stipler that my son's been in yeshiva 5 years. And the Mishnah says that if someone learns for 5 years, and he's not Roya Simon Bracha in his learning, he's never going to be Roya Simon Bracha. This is what he said. He's never going to be Roya Simon Bracha. So he didn't just come with a question, right? He came with a mahaloch. He thought that based on Divrei Chazal, the right thing to do would be certainly to take his child out of yeshiva. So the stipler looked at the child and he asked him, "Mein kind," he says, "do you know a Mishnah? You know a Mishnah?" A Mishnah? He said, "Yeah, I know a Mishnah. Shnai Moichs and Betales, Zeh Oimer Ani Mitzasiyah, Vezeh Oimer Ani Mitzasiyah." He said he knows a Mishnah. He says, 5 years ago, when you went to yeshiva, did you know a Mishnah? He says, "Nah, I didn't know a Mishnah." So he turns to the father. He says, "How can you tell me this child is Eini Roya Simen Bracha?" He says, 5 years ago, this child didn't know a Mishnah. He says, "Today he has a Mishnah. His neshama has a Mishnah. That's not Simen Bracha." He says, 5 years ago, this neshama didn't have one Mishnah. And now he has a Mishnah. So Yankel Galinsky said, you know, when he heard that story, his muscle rishon was like, how do you understand? This is the stipler. This was someone that knew kol ha'tayra kula. This was someone that like pasik gir samitayich pum. He didn't stop learning for 1 second, and he was so impressed over someone that knew one mishnah. Right? Usually, someone that reaches a certain level of success in a certain area, so it's hard to appreciate something that's so insignificant relative to his success. So he sees here, he's the stipler, he's the god of Adar, and he was in this spa because a child learned for 5 years and he knew one Mishnah. But he said, "Faker, it's Adara, but that was the godless of the stipler. It's because he was machshiv one Mishnah, and in his mind, one Mishnah was Simen Bracha. And when you have such chashivas for every prat, that's where it builds to the cloud." You know, the Vilna Gaon is giving a whole shir on Eilu Tvarim She'ein Lam Shir for Salma Torah, and Talmud Torah is Eilu Shir L'malo L'mat. This is the Vilna Gaon who made a cheshmet that he wasn't mevatel 60 seconds of Torah a year. And literally, the Vilna Gaon is giving a whole shir. You don't even have to say Kriya Shma Shel Shacharis V'Arvus. Overrated, right? Right, the Gemara says even that you're not allowed to tell an Am Ha'aretz, because the Am Ha'aretz is going to think he doesn't have to learn. Comes again, the Vilna Gaon, it's Shnei Saliyahu, Mesechtes Peah, and the Gaon says that no, even a Teva Achas. So the Vilna Gaon, Teva Achas is Torah. Fakir, this is Mamish Tavart. It's from such a chashivos for one word of Torah. That's the Vilna Gaon. But then, Toich Dvarav, the Vilna Gaon, he just throws in one punchline, and we're going to end with this. So the Gaon says, if you're mizboinin in this for a second, that Talmud Torah is in Lashir, Loyla Mala, Veloyla Mata, and a Teva Achas of Torah is a mitzvah. He says, He says, "Kishaloi made la mashal." He says, "I'll explain to you what a mashal from the Dubna Magid of a mashal from the Vilna Gaon." He says, "Imkain, kishaloi made la mashal daf echrot." Says, "Make a cheshbon. If you learn one daf," says the Vilna Gaon, he says, "just from learning mikayim kama meyos mitzvahs, you'll be mikayim hundreds and hundreds of mitzvahs." He says, "one daf gemara is hundreds and hundreds of mitzvahs." Right? We count sometimes how many dafin. Forget about how many dafin. How many mitzvahs? Every single daf is hundreds and hundreds of mitzvahs. Vimkein, he says, it's positive. A person has a shiloh to learn Torah. Or to do another mitzvah, bevada yoyser toiv l'kayim meya mitzvahs, b'mitzvah achas. Regardless, this is the yesoid of the Tshuvas Kol Ben Levi, the Reb Kideger, said in Shulchan Aruch, Ayin Sham, and it's really the yesoid of the Vilna Gaon and Shnois Eliyahu, that on the one hand, you could be mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah b'teva achas, which, you know, maybe you don't want to say too loudly in certain circles, because if that's the case, you really don't have to learn the whole daf. One mitzvah, and you're ready to the mitzvah. But then again, there's a whole nother side to that. And that is, if one teva of Torah is a mitzvah, so what does that tell you about a teva of Torah? And what does that tell you about a daf of Torah? And what does it tell you about a person that Harav isn't learning? He's mekayim v'gisa by gaima v'layla. And we will end here.